Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Alex Bregman drives the first pitch against his old teammate over the left field wall. Campbell swats this one into deep left field, and that's gone. Up onto the home run porch for Christian Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, it was. The shape of it, the locations, I felt good about, like, getting some swing and miss on it. So, yeah, I felt good about my curveball. I pitched against them a few times recently the past couple years. I've had some trouble with them. You know, when Rafi gets going, because he will, like, that's going to be just another piece in that lineup. They got some really talented young guys that round out the lineup. I mean, I don't know. I think that they're pretty tough.
Charlie Morton felt that toughness yesterday afternoon. Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Masson on the call, of course, Kevin Brown. The highlights, lowlights, if you're an Orioles fan, as Charlie Morton's curveball, hey, it helped to get 10 Ks in five innings. And he went through that Boston lineup with some level of effectiveness. Two strike homers, I believe both of them were, that he gave up to Bregman and to Campbell. And then Cassis got to Aiken later in the game. But look, Charlie Morton, as we've talked about, when they signed him, Orioles did, one-year deal. Effective, above-average major league pitcher throughout his career. Hit the post 30 times last year at 40 years old. But 41, oldest Oriole to ever get 10 Ks in a game, which is a touching stat. But the stat that matters most is the one that was on the scoreboard, 8-4, Boston Red Sox. Now, I don't see a guy that looks like he's lost 5 miles off his fastball. He's still throwing, you know, 93, 94, pushing 95. But at 41 years old, there's only so many throws in that arm. I'm not saying he sucks or has sucked with an ERA at over 9-0-2 because he's old, or that he's lost his stuff. But sooner or later, Father Time catches up to you. So it's a double-edged sword, I guess, for Morton yesterday. Nolan, of course, get in. It's me, Vinny, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. 10 Ks is good. And he's done that multiple times in his career. The two home runs, both over Baltimore. Bregman's was a bomb. Yeah. That's a home run anywhere. Campbell's, talented young second baseman. Right, that might not have been a home run last year, but it's not last year. It's this year. So I'm not ready to say that Charlie Morton's toast. And he's only two times through the rotation. I'm going to see what Kramer does tonight. And then Sagano. And then Povich, then we circle back around to Eplin. Eplin's the only pitcher that's gotten through six innings, and he's done it twice. All right, five innings. That's great, I guess. Attaboy, 98 pitches. But we need a little more of the Orioles' effectiveness from the rotation. So, fellas, two starts in, and we cannot make any absolutes in regards to how the season will play out. And keep in mind, Grayson Rodriguez was supposed to be the number two starter, not Charlie Morton. What do we think?
Well, I'll take it first, Norman, then you can have it. But we were watching yesterday, Bob, and the problem with Morton was, you know, it wasn't that he gave up the home runs, but the walks prior to the home run is what kills you, because otherwise, you know, you're only down 2-1 and then you're still in it instead of down 4-1. That was the thing that I said, you know, and Morton said, well, I made a couple, or Hyder said Morton made a couple bad pitches. Yeah, but he walked guys, you know, 3-2 counts, got into counts deep with those guys, you know, and couldn't finish them off. That, to me, was the bigger issue, the walks.
Right, it's discouraging. And was looking at some of his career numbers, he typically doesn't get off to hot starts throughout his career. So you're hoping he settles in at some point, but I think the frustration, it's not just with him performing poorly through two starts. It's the fact that, all right, if he was your fifth starter, you can stomach that. You're going to give him a grace period if he was towards the back end of your rotation. And when he signed here, that was what I hoped. I like the signing as a fifth starter. That's exactly what you would want out of a fifth starter. 4 ERA, 160 innings pitched this year. That's all I wanted. But now, all of a sudden, injuries, lack of other moves, he's higher up in the rotation, and there's more weight on him. There's more weight on his shoulders, and it's setting up to not, it's not a disaster yet, but it's setting up to not be a good decision to sign him. But I mean, we'll see where it goes.
Nah, I'm not going there at all. I think he's going to settle in and be an effective starter for the Orioles, but his status in the rotation is based on other circumstances. I mean, Bradish, Wells, Grayson. I mean, we've been down this road a bazillion times. Burns is now in Arizona. But someone, I don't care who it is, whether it's Morton or it's Kramer or it's Sagano or Povich, Kyle Gibson eventually, somebody's got to come to the party.
Yeah,
it can't be a one-man show with Eplin. And what Eplin did against Boston in game two, Wednesday night, six innings, you know, three runs, that's a quality start by today's, well, it's been, I guess, the benchmark for years. And I'll take that out of your number four starter. Eplin, is he capable of more? Historically, I don't know if there is. On every 32 start basis. You know what I mean? When Burns hit the mound, right, you know what you're getting. I mean, he get roughed up like everybody else does. You know what I mean? But, the pitching staff, starting pitching in particular, concerns that we had going into the year, seven games in, are kind of speaking loudly, saying that, yeah, you were right, Oriole fans, being a little bit concerned. And as we all know, that when Elias is going to have to make a move, and hopefully he will, there's going to be a bunch of other teams looking for pitch, Alcantara, Cease. I mean, there are going to be these fancy names available, and the Orioles aren't going to be in front of the line. Question is, what are you willing to sacrifice to bring that level to Baltimore? Because something's going to have to be done if they want to win here in 2025.
Especially if Rodriguez isn't coming back for a while.
Then, and he's doing, like, bullpen stuff, but is he cranking it up to 99? I still don't think we're seeing him in a game. He's going to have to rehab. I think Gibson will pitch in the rotation before Rodriguez.
Well, Bob, do you think that Elias is going to...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It'll be even harder to make a move before the trade deadline because nobody's out of it yet.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, the Padres are undefeated.
Yeah.
I mean, and Darvish is on the IL to start the season. So let me ask you this big picture stuff. And this includes you, the listener, obviously. Featured Artist Friday. I didn't know who it is because I went here yesterday. You need pitching. You have Cedric Mullins, pending free agent. Ryan Mountcastle signed through next year. You got Beavers, you've got Bradfield, you just drafted Honeycutt, Kobe Mayo's waiting in the wings, impatiently, it seems, even though he's not off to the greatest start himself, that in Norfolk. Do you maybe sign Sad to a short-term deal and sacrifice one of your prospects, the Magic Bean? Or do you try to flip Sad in a combo with Mountie? We're throwing out scenarios and try to get someone. I mean, there are options, but we keep talking about this number one rated farm system, which it's not anymore. You can't keep holding on to wait. Sooner or later, you got to flip them for something. And if they go become stars, then, you know, that's the risk you took. But if you just sit there and hold on to them and nothing ever comes to fruition, like Stowers, for instance, is kind of kicking ass for Miami early. Norby's hurt. As Rodgers, I don't even think he's throwing now, but I don't know. You got to figure out a battle plan, Mike Elias, and I'm assuming if we're thinking about it, he's got to be by now.
I would think that Mullins and Mountcastle, the teams that would want them are teams that are – in the playoff hunt.
Trying to get over the hump.
Right. You know, prospects, that's for, you know, teams that are out of it. You know, so he's got two different options. And, you know, right now Mullins is playing great, which, you know, is good for him because he's, like you said, he's a free agent next year. So all that's doing is, you know, helping him out. So he's got two ways that he can go depending on what type of team or, you know, that he's dealing with.
Right, and who's the coveted piece going to be this year? Because, like, last year it was, you know, what was teams asking price in return with a trade with the Orioles? Well, Kobe Mayo's probably was towards the top of that list. Is he still that guy?
I'm guessing Jackson Holliday could still be someone
sure
of interest.
And Elias will have his untouchables, and I would assume Basayo would be at the top of the untouchable list.
Yeah,
but you started to mention, you know, the Bradfields and the Honeycutts, your recent picks. Are they now ahead of a Kobe Mayo in terms of attractiveness to another team? That's going to be something to keep an eye on throughout the summer.
Yeah, and they're not going to come in and immediately start for you. They're going to go down on the farm, get more. Mayo's ready to play now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mayo's plug and play. But does Mountcastle, who signed through next year, maybe he's more attractive? I mean, we're looking a couple months down the road, but we got to start looking at things because the state of the rotation is kind of shaky right now. But Mayo, would you trade Mountie, plug Mayo, who's hitting a .180 or whatever it is down at Norfolk right now? And it's a quandary that Elias has. Because Kyle Gibson, and we'll get to him during the whip, because he did good things 2 years ago today. But, you know, he's a Band-Aid, if anything, at this point, I would think.
Well, plus, when you're looking at the Yankees, and when you're looking at Boston, and now Toronto's in first place, I mean, they're all kind of upticking this year.
Yeah, and Yankees have their own pitching. You don't think New York's going to be front center?
No
with
doubt.
With Carrasco and Stroman getting clobbered. in their rotation.
You mentioned like the Mountcastles and the Cedrics, and your instant gut reaction is, well, what kind of return would you get for those guys? Are they really that valuable? But then I think back to last year, I didn't think that you could trade an Austin Hayes and get Sir Anthony Dominguez. Now, Dominguez wasn't great for the Orioles, but still, he was a reliever with multiple years of control. I didn't think you'd get that for Hayes, who was a platoon guy at the time. So maybe there is some value in a Mullins or a Mountcastle that we previously didn't think there might have been.
Yeah, and Dominguez helped them in the bullpen last year as Mountain was out and Kimbrel imploded. But, you know, it's 3-4. We're 7 games in. There's no way to panic, I wouldn't think. Hey, look, the Royals are 2-4 and tied for first because the AL Central, everybody's got the same record pretty much.